We found the hag selling a bouquet of monkey feet to a fat trader dressed in striped silks and a wide conical hat woven from some sort of tough grass.
But these are all back feet, the trader protested.
Same magic, better price,
said the hag, pulling back a shawl she wore over one side of her face to reveal a milky white eye. This was obviously her intimidation move. The trader wasn't having it.
It is a well-known fact that the front paw of a monkey is the best talisman for telling the future, but the back.
You'd think the monkey would see something coming, I said,
and they both looked at me as if I just sneezed on their falafel. The old woman drew back as if to cast a spell, or maybe a rock at me.
If that were true, I continued. I mean, about telling the future with the monkey paw. I mean, because he would have four of them. Paws, that is. And, never mind.
How much are these? Said Joshua, holding up a handful of dried newts from the hag's baskets. The old woman turned to Josh.
You can't use that many, the hag said.
I can't? Asked Joshua.
These are useless, said the merchant,
waving the hind legs and feet of 2½ former monkeys, which looked like tiny people feet, except that they were furry and the toes were longer.
If you're a monkey, I'll bet they come in handy to keep your butt from dragging on the ground, I said, ever the peacemaker.
Well, how many do I need? Joshua asked, wondering how his diversion to save me had turned into a negotiation for Newt Crispies.
How many of your camels are constipated? Asked the crone.
Joshua dropped the dried newts back into their basket.
Well,
do those work?
Asked the merchant. For plugged-up camels, I mean.
Never fails.
The merchant scratched his pointed beard with a monkey foot.
I'll meet your price on these worthless monkey feet if you throw in a handful of newts.
Deal,
said the crone. The merchant opened a satchel he had slung around his shoulder and dropped in his monkey feet, then followed them with a handful of newts.
So how do these work? Make them into tea and have the camel drink it?
Other end, said the crone. They go in whole. Count to 100 and step back.
The merchant's eyes went wide, then narrowed into a squint, and he turned to me.
Kid, he said, if you can count to 100, I've got a job for you.
He'd love to work for you, sir, Joshua said, but we have to find Balthazar, the Magus.
The crone hissed and backed to the corner of her booth, covering all of her face but her milky eye. How do you know of Balthazar?
She held her hands in front of her like claws, and I could see her trembling.
Balthazar! I shouted at her, and the old woman nearly jumped through the wall behind her.
I snickered and was ready to Balthazar her again when Josh interrupted. Balthazar came from here to Bethlehem to witness my birth, said Joshua. I am seeking his counsel, his wisdom.
You would hail the darkness? You would consort with demons and fly with the evil jinn like Balthazar? I won't have you near my booth. Be gone from here.
She made the sign of the evil eye, which in her case was redundant.
No, 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 I said. None of that. The Magus left some frankincense at Joshua's house. We need to return it to him.
The old woman regarded me with her good eye.
You're lying.
Yes, he is, said Josh.
Balthazar! I screamed in her face.
It didn't have the same effect as the first time around, and I was a little disappointed.
Stop that, she said.
Joshua reached out to take her craggy hand. Grandmother, he said, our ship's captain, Titus Inventius, said you would know where to find Balthazar. Please help us. The old woman seemed to relax, and just when I thought she was going to smile, she raked her nails across Joshua's hand and leapt back.
Titus Inventius is a scalawag, she shouted.
Joshua stared at the blood welling up in the scratches on the back of his hand, and I thought for a second that he might faint. He never understood it when someone was violent or unkind. I'd probably be half a day explaining to him why the old woman scratched him, but right then I was furious.
You know what? You know what? You know what?
I was waving my finger under her nose.
You scratched the Son of God. That's your ass, that's what.
The Magus is gone from Antioch, and good riddance to him, screeched the crone.
The fat trader had been watching this the whole time without saying a word, but now he began laughing so hard that I could barely hear the old woman wheezing out curses.
So you want to find Balthazar, do you, God's son?
Joshua came out of the stunned contemplation of his wounds and looked at the trader.
Yes, sir. Do you know him?
Who do you think the monkey's feet are for? Follow me.
He whirled on his heel and sauntered away without another word. As we followed the trader into an alley so narrow that his shoulders nearly touched the sides, I turned back to the old crone and shouted,
Your ass, hag! Mark my words!
She hissed and made the sign of the evil eye again.
She was a little creepy, Joshua said, looking at the scratches on his hand again.
Don't be judgmental, Josh. You're not without creepiness yourself.
Where do you think this guy is leading us?
Probably somewhere where he can murder and kill us.
Yeah, at least one of those.
Chapter 11. Since my escape attempt, I can't get the angel to leave the room at all. Not even for his beloved soap opera digest. And yes, when he left to obtain the first one, it would have been a good time to make my escape. But I wasn't thinking that way then, so back off. Today I tried to get him to bring me a map.
Because no one is going to know the places I'm writing about. That's why, I told him.
You want me to write in this idiom so people will understand what I'm saying. Then why use the names of places that have been gone for thousands of years?
I need a map.
No,
said the angel. When I say the journey was 2 months by camel, what will that mean to these people who can cross an ocean in hours? I need to know modern distances.
No,
said the angel. Did you know that in a hotel, they bolt the bedside lamp to the table, thereby making it an ineffective instrument of persuasion when trying to bring an obdurate angel around to your way of thinking? Thought you should know that. Pity, too. It's such a substantial lamp.
But how will I recount the heroic acts of the Archangel Raziel if I can't tell the locations of his deeds?
What, you want me to write? Oh, then somewhere generally to the left of the Great Wall, that rat bastard Raziel showed up looking like hell, considering he may have traveled a long distance, or not.
Is that what you want?
Or should it read, Then, only a mile out of the port of Ptolemais, we were once again graced with the shining magnificence of the Archangel Raziel.
Huh? Which way do you want it?
I know what you're thinking. That the angel saved my life when Titus threw me off the ship, and that I should be more forgiving toward him, right? That I shouldn't try to manipulate a poor creature who was given an ego but no free will or capacity for creative thought, right? Okay, good point. But do please remember that the angel only intervened on my behalf because Joshua was praying for my rescue. And do please remember that he could have saved us a lot of difficulty over the years if he had helped us out more often. And please don't forget that, despite the fact that he is perhaps the most handsome creature I've ever laid eyes on, Raziel is a stone doofus. Nevertheless, the ego stroke worked.
I'll get you a map.
And he did. Unfortunately, the concierge was only able to find a map of the world provided by an airline that partners with the hotel. So who knows how accurate it is. On this map, the next leg of our journey is 6 inches long and would cost 30,000 friendly flyer miles. I hope that clears things up.